Next, an editorial reflecting the views of the United States government.
24 years ago, the UN Security Council adopted Resolution 1325, a landmark resolution aimed at increasing the full and equal participation of women in peacekeeping, conflict prevention, and peacebuilding efforts. However, despite many global and regional commitments and initiatives, the number of women included in formal peacemaking processes remains low, said U.S. Ambassador to the United Nations, Linda Thomas Greenfield.
Before its adoption, women comprised somewhere between 1% and 2% of all peacekeepers. That number has increased almost tenfold, but really it ought to be a hundredfold. Between 1990 and 2000, only 12% of peace agreements referenced women. Now that number is 33%, but it should be 100%.
A report by the UN Secretary General made clear that progress has been rolled back and inequalities remain entrenched, including in the UN system. We have the responsibility to root out injustice and inequity within the UN system, urged Ambassador Thomas Greenfield. The first key to doing that is investment.
Simply put, we need to provide the resources needed to mitigate the crises of today and address the day after. The United States continues to answer this call, whether committing resources to government-led WPS centers or investing in rapid response funds to support women's participation in politics and public life. All of this is in addition to the nearly $40 million we've given to the UN's Women, Peace, and Humanitarian Fund.
In order to move along the Women, Peace, and Security agenda, each UN member state needs to advocate for it at home as well as within the multilateral system, urged Ambassador Thomas Greenfield.
That was the impetus behind the United States 2017 WPS Act, a legal framework to guide our thinking at home and abroad. Since its passage, we have launched partnerships with UN Women to help Ukraine implement its WPS National Action Plan and Ethiopia create a more gender-inclusive cessation of hostilities agreement.
Most importantly, stressed Ambassador Thomas Greenfield, we must commit to protecting and promoting the fundamental freedoms of women and girls. The United States urges accountability for those who violate women's human rights, no matter where they occur. If the international community fully implements the Women, Peace, and Security agenda, said Ambassador Thomas Greenfield, we can chart the course towards a more secure and peaceful future for women and girls and for all of us.
That was an editorial reflecting the views of the United States government.